Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa!
Austin!
Happy Fat Tuesday, or as we like to call it, Poonchki Day.
Yes, I love some poonchkis.
To celebrate, we have actually got Tiffany from Alliance Bakery on the line with us to answer some of our really dumb questions about poonchkis. Tiffany, thank you so much for joining us. I can imagine today is a very busy day for you.
Yes, it is very busy.
Here's the nice thing about poonchkis. It doesn't matter if you're Polish. Everybody loves themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody.
You can enjoy it.
Including myself.
Okay. Tiffany, do you know how this whole tradition kind of started?
Yeah, so Poonchki Day kind of started in the Middle Ages, and it was a way to use up the ingredients you're not allowed to have during Lent. So like milk, butter, eggs, and sugar.
All of our favorites.
So you use that all up before you can't have it. Yep.
Yeah.
And then now it's used just to celebrate and honor the culture and religious heritage of Lent.
What is the favorite poonchki flavor?
I would say if you're a person who likes pastry cream, we have a vanilla bean pastry cream with a ganache topping.
What?
So that's like chocolate and vanilla. That's my favorite. But
yeah,
the other very favorite is just strawberry.
Oh.
Just powdered sugar on top. Everything looks beautiful with powdered sugar.
What's the biggest order of poonchkis you have ever gotten?
I think the biggest order is around 200, and that's like we get corporate orders from Google and stuff. So.
And now from start to finish, about how long does it take a poonchki to be made?
Well, you gotta make the dough, let it proof. It can really be a few hours at least if you're hurrying, but depends on how many you're making too.
Just need to know how long I need before it can go from scratch to stomach.
Sure. Yeah, I would say at least 6 hours.
Will you save me a poonchki when I swing by today?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. I'll take like 5. Just give me a different place.
Yeah. Now, Tiffany, what would you say to anyone who is maybe like a first-time poonchki eater? Like someone who's like maybe never even heard of a poonchki. What suggestion would you have for them when they come into Alliance Bakery today?
Definitely try whatever you would normally like in like a pie or, you know, your sweets. If you like chocolate, get that vanilla bean ganache chocolate.
Yeah.
So, but if you like fruit, we have a raspberry rose. It has like a rose icing on top, just very gently rose flavor. And then raspberry jam in the middle. And then that strawberry is always a classic. So kind of whatever you like.
What are your flavors?
So we have that strawberry, the raspberry rose, and then we have a blueberry lemon, which is blueberry jam with a lemon icing on top.
Ooh.
We have an apple cinnamon, which is just cooked apples in the middle and then a glaze on top.
Yeah.
The vanilla bean, that's my favorite, with the pastry cream in the middle and then the ganache chocolate on top.
Okay.
And then we have a chocolate salted caramel, which I don't know why I haven't talked about. Salted caramel is very decadent, but very good.
Oh, okay. I bet. Last question. How many poonchkis do you think you sell in a week?
Last year's numbers were about 2,500, and, we're on track there, about 2,000 to 2,500 for us.
Wow.
Amazing.
Tiffany, where can people find Alliance Bakery online?
So you can go to alliancebakery.com, and then we do have two locations, one on Division and one on Grand, very centrally located West Town neighborhood.
Well, Tiffany, thank you so much for your time. One, not just to answer our dumb poonchki questions, but especially on a day like today where it is poonchki day. Thank you for celebrating with us.
Thanks so much, guys.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.